Hello, everyone. Welcome to 300, the RC Racing Podcast, with me, your host, Pete Lyons, and my ever-present co-host, Alexander Haywood. Will you say hello, Alexander, please?
Hello, Pete. Mate, where have you been? It's been months.
Well, where have we been?
Where
have we been is more the question I would ask. Well, we'll get to answering that in just a moment. But what I would say is we're sorry it's been so long since we had a little chat around the fire with you all of the RC world. But we did have a show recorded with our another partner in crime on the show, namely Richie Thorne. Unfortunately, the audio completely corrupted, and therefore we couldn't release it for general consumption. So here we are to record another show. It's 2019, if you can believe that. All of you writing 2018 and then crossing it out on checks, all that kind of thing. I've done it all. The last show was in November, so we've missed talking to you all. But here we are. We're fresh off the absolutely amazing MKGP, which we will talk about in just a moment. Lots to talk to you about tonight. Obviously Alexander's on the phone with me. And what we ought to do, though, is just as a start, I think, Alexander, is, as we did on the previous show but haven't obviously been able to air, is for those of you that don't know, myself and Abe are obviously now on the Schumacher team, driving the KC and L1 cars. And also, there's been a change for you, has there not, Alexander?
There has, Pete. I've rejoined X Factory UK again for 2019, running the Corelli Electrics and other parts distributed by them, an associated B6.1 and B6.1D in two-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive, I'm yet to choose what I will go for, but at the moment, running the B6s and the two-wheel drive.
Yes. And having some fantastic results, I must say. It's great to be talking to you again. And I think everybody kind of knew, really. I mean, I had a fantastic reaction to the post beyond what I expected on Lyons RC when I announced the return to Schumacher after all these years, given that I drove Schumacher cars back from 85 to 92. Myself and Abe are delighted to be back there. Obviously, you're driving the associated B6.1. But it's funny, obviously, you know, there are people who don't do social media, they don't do Facebook, which I can wholeheartedly understand with some of the nonsense that goes on there. We thought we'd make that clear just for everybody knows. Abe and I joined in early December, yourself around a similar time. Just confirming that, obviously, you know, good to see you back at X Factory, and obviously Abe and myself and Schumacher. And moving on then, really, MKGP, what can we say? You sadly weren't there due to work commitments, but myself and Abe were. And it's easy to, I think everybody in the RC community knows, certainly in the UK, knows what happened. But we're not going to make that assumption. And certainly the people that listen to this show abroad, of which there's quite a few, they won't really know necessarily an awful lot about it, other than to say it was an absolutely amazing event over 3 days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday just gone, in the Milton Keynes shopping centre, where the Silverstone Buggy Club put on the best event I've ever been to, certainly indoors. Built an amazing track, great pitting area. It really was a fantastic event. And the format and qualifying was basically you had 2 3-minute practices, of which you had to put together your two fastest consecutive laps, and either qualifying session counted. So somewhat like the Euros that we've been to. Isn't that right, Haywood?
Yeah.
So putting together, though, normally it's your three fastest, I think. Is that right? Three fastest we do at the Euros?
I believe so. Yes, I think it's the three fastest, yeah. It makes practice actually quite difficult, because you're going on the rostrum and the pressure is on almost to to get three good laps. Yes. And I think you have 3 minutes to do it in the practice, you say?
It was 3 minutes at MK, yes.
Yeah, 3 minutes
but
at MK.
But it was only two consecutive.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, but to get two consecutive laps in 3 minutes is really hard.
It was tricky. And it's as I wrote in my Lions RC post, it's worth pointing out, nobody all weekend in any race was allowed to have a warm-up lap.
Mm.
So you were literally put down on the tabletop, which was where the car started from, and it was a go. So there was no warm-up lap to get in the groove, which was particularly tricky on Saturday and Sunday morning. So you're qualifying, you were straight off. There was no warm-up.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's understandable because I think there was 18 heats in four-wheel drive and I think 19 in two-wheel drive with 11 car heats.
Yeah.
So you had to hit the ground running. So it really was a terrific event. It was made by the people who really deserve a mention, which is obviously Matt Owen and Paul Upton, Sonia and Sean Mellett, David Church doing his commentary for RC Racing TV, Muzzy and Cockers on the mic. Managing the races. David Porter did a fantastic job refereeing all weekend. Really big thanks to them and the rest of the team, like Jason Bing, who was involved with building the track, and club members. I mean, bless him, Paul Wales turned up on Sunday to tear the track down. Bless him. Yeah. Good old Paul. He turned up and it was terrific. So if that gives everybody an idea, you had your two, and this was repeated from two and four wheel drive. You had your two qualifying rounds, 3 minutes or two practice heats to get your seeding. So either counted, whichever was your best, two consecutive laps. Then you went into five rounds of qualifying. And your finals, obviously three leg finals for the A. And it was a well attended event. I mean, we were talking about 190 odd drivers ish on both days, both classes, and spread over 3 days. I was really proud to be there as part of the Schumacher team with Abe. We had a great time. Schumacher had a great presence there. Must have about 30 odd drivers. There's been a great picture floating around on Facebook of the entire team there, where we obviously had Michael Orlowski over, Wesley Van Helmond, and others from abroad, as well as the UK drivers. That was great. Associated had a fantastic presence. Craig Drescher turned up. He was there. X-Ray with Bruno, Martin Bayer, and obviously the Nemo Racing team with Yokomo, with Lee Martin and others. So great teams there, representing the major manufacturers. And I can just say now, if you haven't seen the footage on RC Racing TV, Michael Orlowski, Neil Craig, Lee Martin, Martin Bayer and Bruno were all superb. It was staggering to watch just how fast they were on the carpet. It was an eye-opener in two- and four-wheel drive. It really was fabulous. And there was the crowds watching. It was a great advert for RC Racing. Yeah, they were 3-4 deep outside John Lewis, which is obviously the major store where, just to the side of where all the spectators were standing, there was an opportunity for people to have a go on the little cars that the children could have a go of. Yeah. Obviously, X Factory, your sponsors were there, Darren and John. Showcasing products, and I think it was a terrific event for the shopping centre. I can't imagine that the crowd went away disappointed, because people were clapping, they're really enjoying watching the racing, and it was a real spectacle. I bet you wished you'd been there.
I was very disappointed that I couldn't go this year. I was there last year. I think it was even bigger this year. The track looked awesome. I liked the new grey carpet, actually, from what I've seen on the videos. It looks really nice to drive on, actually, compared to the black stuff.
I think Matt Owen did have a dig at Pupton about that, just having a laugh, saying that he would have got the darker one, if I remember right. But at first it was a little strange, but I got used to it quite quickly, and I thought it worked quite well.
I can imagine when you're racing in the evening, you know, obviously Silverstone are now going to use that new carpet for their club nights on Tuesday nights in Molson. I can imagine, especially when it gets a bit dark and obviously late at night when you're tired, it'll be easier to see the car on the track being the lighter colour carpet. I think it would be less strenuous on the eyes to race on there.
Yes. I think you're right. And picking out your wheels, I think, are the apexes. Yeah. Will be good. It's worth just a quick mention for any racers in the area that I believe Silverstone's old carpet, which was still very good, has gone down to Slough to a new indoor club running down there, which is Sam Mughal's brainchild. So if you're in the Slough area, there will be a carpet racing club going on down there, which is worth mentioning. On the Tuesday nights, I'm very much looking forward to that. Obviously, next Tuesday will be my first run on it. You will be there. So that will be good. And what can I say? All the A finalists were great. Obviously, the top five, watch it on RC Racing TV. They're thrilling finals. That really, really great to watch. But I mean, some other names that are obviously worth mentioning who also made A's and B finals, which was great going at the weekend, given the names there, was obviously Tommy and Jamie Hall. We all know Tommy and Jamie and the Halls. Brilliant performance with Tommy making the A final. Jamie, I think, was BQ. He had the BQ hat on. Four-wheel drive, yes. But Tommy and Jamie were fantastic. Ben Smith was fantastic. Ben Pugh was fantastic getting in the A. Wesley Van Helmen from Holland was great all weekend. Jack Neal. Joe Howson, obviously the associated guy, another great drive from him. Edward Callan, somebody who doesn't always get picked up on, but very, very fast, Edward. Got a lovely brother, William, as well. Edward did fantastically well. Obviously, Lloyd, who's helping myself and Abe an enormous amount, did well, I felt, given the competition. And Johnny Skidmore, making the A in both classes, both 2 and 4. That was quite something, I thought. Johnny is great to watch. He's a very exciting driver. I thought he did really, really well. So just a phenomenal event from the UK's fast drivers there. And, well, what can I say? Myself and Abe were very pleased. It was our third run with the KC. I made the F final. Abe made the J. I forget what qualifying heats we made. I think I was in 14.
Yeah.
I think I from seeding 14, I think, and Abe was in 11. And I know in four-wheel drive, Abe was in, I think, 11 and I was in 13.
Yeah.
More on that one later, though, because I can't gush about the Schumacher L1 enough, but we'll talk about that as I have mentioned to you about how great it was. But we were really pleased with the KC's third run, and I made the F final, and Abe was in the J. Needless to say, things didn't go quite to plan in finals, which they never do.
Finals aren't they?
It's all about
the qualifying. It's always about the qualifying.
That's what I think. That's what I console myself with after inevitable, as did actually happen in my two-wheel final. I was last by the second corner after finals getting tipped over.
Finals only count if you actually have a good final. But if it comes off quite poor, no, it's always about qualifying. Qualifying's where it's at. Yeah, yes. Who cares about finals?
But I pulled it back to sixth, and just a terrific car to drive, so predictable. I was really pleased with it, and Abe thoroughly enjoyed his. And I have to say, I was so proud of Abe because in the under 13 class, he made third overall with Charlie Saunders coming second, and young Daniel Robbins got first.
Yeah.
So that was fantastic. And, well, four-wheel drive, What do you want
this
me
is,
to
this
say?
This is your favourite. This is your favourite, Peter Tallia. After seeing the results, I think the results probably speak for themselves. To be honest, I think we should just open with your round scores. Let's talk about your round scores, Pete.
Well, okay. Let's rewind slightly. I'll get to that.
Okay.
I'll get to that. But
okay.
I'll rewind slightly. Okay. Here's a scenario. Schumacher L1s, just built. Okay. I've never raced four-wheel drive indoors before, ever. Never. Two-wheel drive is my favorite class.
Yeah.
Overall. But on top of that, I've never raced four-wheel drive indoors before. I've never raced the L1 before. I had just built them.
You hadn't finished building them, had you, before you went? You were still building them as you arrived.
No, that's it. I hadn't got opinion. I got the central braces from on loan from Jack Neal and Lloyd, and they had no springs on them. So I took the springs off my two-wheel drive. Muzzy sorted out Robin to bring my pinions straight over from Schumacher. And I was finishing putting them all together and gluing up the tires with the Cactus Fusion on the front.
Yeah.
And I just finished them on Saturday, and they weren't set up whatsoever. So we were running out of time because four-wheel drive started on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
So I was pitting with Lloyd Story, and I gave the cars to Lloyd, and I said, look, I said, I've got to get A booked in, la-di-da-di-da. Can you set them up for me? So out came Lloyd's trusty ride height gauge and all the rest of it. And Lloyd set up the slipper, the fab, and all the angles on the car.
Yeah.
So never turned a wheel, right? Never turned a wheel.
Yeah.
Abe and I went out in practice. I got seeded in heat 13 out of 18. Abe was seeded in heat 11.
Yeah.
And my round one score was 31 out of 171.
Yeah.
My round two score was 32. And then on Sunday morning, some couple of stupid mistakes, and I got a 50.
Yeah.
I then got a 48, and then I think I got a 41.
Yeah.
Never driven the car before, never driven indoors on carpet.
Yeah.
And that to me said it all. And Abe also did really, really well. I qualified in the D final. So I was up there with, I know he had a few issues, bless him, with Connor Cocker, who was so quick, but he popped a turnbuckle a couple of times, but it was due to his steering rack.
Yeah.
But you can only race who you put against. That's how it is. You can only race what's in front of you. And I was in the D final. Abe was in the F final. So I ended up qualifying, I think, 41st out of 171.
Yeah.
And Abe was just behind with cars that had never turned a wheel before the Saturday.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you what an achievement, if I do say so myself, what I think that is. But irrespective of myself, I think that for anybody who's out there thinking of a four-wheel drive, consider it. It's a work of art to build. The central motor mount itself, which Trish was involved with designing, it's just a work of art. And it's just a joy to drive.
Yeah.
And it speaks for itself. The results, as you say, I just, there's no argument to make there. It's not like there was everyone broke in round one and I got a 20 and then I never backed it up. It was all consistent, you know, it was all consistent. And, Lloyd set them up, off I went, and the team rallied round with bits I needed. The rest is history. And, you know, I can't praise it enough. And, you know, not just that, though, remembering the other guys, the likes of Joe Howson and, you know, Tommy was in the A, if I remember right, with his four-wheel, I think.
Had another good meeting with the four-wheel drive. I remember seeing, I was watching the finals, actually, and then Bruno, I think, made a mistake in leg three of the four-wheel drive. He wheeled at the start into the end of the straight, and Tommy got ahead of him. And it was great watching the results. I know they only focus on the first two or three cars having a battle at the front, like Orlowski, Craig and Martin. But then you see on the computer, Tommy Hall leading Bruno Coelho for about two or three laps, which is quite cool to see. Again, fantastic results from the Halls. Tommy to get in the A final both days. Jamie being really lucky not to make it in there. He's got so much pace with the new cars. He's going really well. And of course, he won his B final in four wheel drive, I believe.
Yeah, I think he did, yes. Yeah. And obviously, as we mentioned earlier, the two Bens, Ben Smith and Ben Pugh in four wheel drive, doing fantastically well as well.
Yeah.
And Joe Howson. I was just so impressed. And Abe was grinning from ear to ear. And Abe finished second in the under 13 four wheel drive. He did. And, I was thrilled with his results all weekend. So, I mean, the under 13 four wheel drive top three, it was young Daniel Robbins. Oh, sorry. Yeah. He was third, Daniel Robbins. Yeah. Abe was second and Brandon Young was first. So,
Brandon, another driver that's coming on really well, isn't he? With Schumacher
Brandon is doing really, really well. And Daniel Robbins too. He's when he turned down his turbo, I think his dad was telling me that I think it was he had his turbo up at around 30. And I said, that will be a reason why you might have found it a little difficult. Daniel got his act together and a top three L1 Schumacher lockout, which was fantastic. So obviously from my part.
I've driven kind of most four-wheel drives, I think you could say, and obviously last year I ran the TLR, which was another belt driven four-wheel drive, but I haven't had a go with the L1 myself. I haven't had a go with Matt Ward's and others. It's just, I don't know how it does what it does, but it's just fantastic. It doesn't feel like a belt drive car. I think I'm going obviously from the TLR car that I had. It was a bit edgy on the corners. It's very easy to drive, but if you tried to push it any harder, it would kind of roll over, or it would be a bit tricky on some of the higher grip tracks. I've drove the R1 and I was blown away by how good it was. It stayed so flat around the corners, but at the same time, it was forgiving to drive. So it felt like a belt drive car in the fact that it was nice and easy and nice and calm and easy to smooth to drive. But it's almost like it cornered like a shaft drive car. And I thought it was really, really good. I was very impressed.
One of the things I enjoyed most about it was as I got more and more confident with the car, and obviously people around you speed up as well. I started thinking I can really throw a lot of this.
Yeah.
And it's not doing anything odd or unpredictable. Yeah. And it's going to keep it. I'm excited to see, given that I've only had effectively two practices and six races with it, just what it will take to throw at it. Because I borrowed roll bars, which must be said, I only had the kit roll bars. So I borrowed 4-dot roll bars, which are actually 5-dot would have been better because they're 2mm. I borrowed roll bars. Eugene and Laura Hicklin loaned me and Abe their roll bars to help us out. So thanks to those guys. I think, wow, what could I have thrown at the car with the 5-dot? Roll bars on. It was so predictable and I could place it. It was a lot of fun to drive, and it bodes well, I think, for obviously the national season coming up. National entries open, by the way.
Yes, as
national
of this week.
Entries open. Abe is in, or should I say I've completed all of Abe's applications. I'll be doing mine shortly. Which very much looking forward to. You will be there, unless I'm very much mistaken.
Yeah, I'll be there again for the complete series this year, hopefully. I usually have to miss one or two Saturdays a year with work, but I think this year will be a full complement of the Nationals, which I'm looking forward to.
Yes. No, it'll be good to have you there. And actually, just rewinding slightly, there's another chap who has really come on lately, and that's young Matt Ward.
God, yes.
Yeah, who needs to shave because he currently looks like he currently looks like Amish. He looks like he's in the Amish. And we were joking that he'd be going home from the MKGP in a horse and car. But he's obviously driving the KC in the L1, and he's really come on lately, young man.
Yeah, and I think we need to refer to him as his proper name, Ralph, as he's now officially named by Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah, always Ralph. Always Wreck-It Ralph. That goes down in legend. Obviously he was pitting next to the inimitable Steve Haskins, Mr. Penguin, yeah. Body Shells, yeah. Just across from myself and Lloyd and Abe. And it was great contingent, really. It was fun in the pits because we had the Holdsworths next to us. So I was chatting to Ed and the boys, and then there was Phil Young and Brandon and the Pews, and it was just really good camaraderie in the Schumacher pits. And behind us was all the X-ray boys. Abe was talking to people again, as he does, telling me that he talking to Bruno or something. He talks to anyone, does Abe.
I think he's one of the most liked people you'll ever meet on the circuit. I think more people like Abe than anyone else. He's just he makes friends with everyone.
I'm very proud of that fact, and it's very nice of you to say. But anybody who knows him knows that's the case. He is who he is, and he just loves the whole scene. And that was one of the things I think that was special about the MKGP. And obviously, I would thought it would have been great had you been able to make it, because it really felt like a coming together of lots of people on the scene. I mean, I was thrilled to see some people that I don't see very often. So Martin Owen and Chris Cherry and Paul Crawford came and said hello, which was lovely to see them again. And, it was like a real coming together of the scene. And you don't necessarily get that often. Because it was such a big event. You get it to a certain extent, obviously, at the Nationals, but then there are some people who obviously don't do the Nationals. But because of the numbers there, it really had that sort of community feel about it. And I messaged Jason Bing today to say how fantastic I thought the event was. And I truly hope that they get to do it again. That may not be one next year, but I certainly think the one the year after, through circumstances with the venue. But we shall see. They know what they're planning. And everybody enjoyed it that I've spoken to, for sure. So that was great, really. That's kind of it, really, I think, on the MKGP catch-up. Where are we racing in the future? Silverstone next week?
Silverstone Tuesday on the grey carpet, which I'm looking forward to. Stotfold Winter Series this Sunday, I believe, for the
Stotfold
people who like
series
outdoors.
Yes, what's that?
the cold outdoors.
Yeah, I will be back outdoors. Everybody knows I'll be back outdoors, but my fingers are getting too old for this Sub-Zero malarkey. We will be going back outdoors. But Stotfold Winter Series is on this Sunday. And then we also have the week after I'll be at Worksop with Abe.
Yes.
But you will be at the Coventry Mam, I think.
I'll be at Coventry Mam. Yeah, I like Coventry. Yes. It's only up the road for me, 25 minutes up the road. So I really enjoy the Mam series. I'd always like to race outdoors as much as I can through the winter as well. I feel like the last few months has been primarily indoors. And I like to try and keep it 50-50. So a bit more outdoor in the next few weeks, I think, if I can. But will this be your first time at Worksop on, obviously with the new cars as well, but also with the new tyres?
Yes, it will be. It will be.
The honeycombs.
It will be. Yes.
Yeah.
I've only ever raced at Worksop once before, and that was a very long time ago. At Worksop on the honeycombs, which is obviously the Schumacher sponsored event, and it's a Schumacher control tyre. But it's brilliant because everybody raves about them to me, and you only need the one set, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, it looks as though, like, when you see race reports on Facebook or on other things, when people put pictures of their car at the end of the day, the tyres look like they're brand new at the end of the day. Mm. And I think the idea people are getting with that is Schumacher have developed a tyre for that particular surface that obviously works. is controlled, but also you can possibly get two, maybe three meetings out of a set, it looks like.
Yes.
To me.
Yes, I think you can, but I don't think you can, if you see what I mean, because I think the control means you have to use, I forget what it is now, but you have to, it's new in the packet, I think, to make sure that people aren't doing jiggery pokery with it. But I mean, I think in this day and age, where sometimes at nationals you might use like 11 sets over a weekend for the best performance, bearing in mind people go on about that I won't go into that now, but you don't have to do nationals, I think is one what I'd say about that. Don't want to do the tires, don't have to do nationals, but with the honeycomb, the one set lasts you all day, so can't complain really, in my opinion. Very much looking forward to that. Not this Sunday, the Sunday after. So we'll be there. And I look forward to catching up with you soon. Thanks everybody for listening. And next show will be more of a roundup of everything that's going on. And we hope to have Richie back on, if he can make it, to revisit the show that never was. thanks to all
the
corrupt.
That's what happens when you buy an Android phone. Pete, that's the problem. If it's also an iPhone, it'd be absolutely fine.
My phone was fine. Your phone was fine. Richie's phone, not fine.
But Pete, all phones are the same. They're all the same.
Don't. thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch up with you very soon. We hope you've enjoyed it. Catch you later.
See ya.